You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin. Ben means Porat.
Ben Porat. Esare.
Porat.
Porat
means favor.
Favor.
Yeah. To find favor. Ben Porat Yosef, meaning that Yosef had a special favor in the eyes of Ribono Shel Olam and everybody. Chen.
Grace.
Grace, exactly. Yeah. That he was very attractive as far as everybody had a special feeling toward him, that everybody loved him. When we look at him, he has such a, such a jazabiyat, they call it. So, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat, Ale Ayin. Ale Ayin means that everybody would look at him. Ale Ayin, that means eye.
But they couldn't take their eyes off him.
Yeah, so that's the next part. So, Banot Sa'ada Ale Shur. Banot means the girls. Sa'ada, this odd. That means they will go up on the walls. Ale Shur. Shur means to stare, to gaze. To look at Yosef HaSadiq. So now, we have an interesting Gemara that the Gemara brings.
How come you never talk about Yaakov Avinu that was so handsome? Because they say the Yosef and Yaakov would look the same.
Right. Well, the answer is, because Yaakov Avinu Shalom was never placed in such a circumstances. Right. So now here, the Masechet Zevachim, Daf Kuf Yud Chet, the 118th page of track of the Zevachim, brings that we had a portion of Yosef HaSadiq that became as a temporary Mishkan. It's called Mishkan Shiloh. So now we have a special law as far as the holy sacrifice, where it should be eaten. It's not that you take it home and make a barbecue. So there's a domain that you're permitted to have this korbanot, this sacrifice. So Mishkan Shiloh, Gemara brings, as long as you're able to see as far as possible. Meaning that, let's say, you can see another 50 meter, 100 meter. So then you can take your korban and go and eat it there. But at time of the Beit HaMikdash, it's not permitted because only the domain of the Beit Yerushalayim you're permitted to have. If not, it's a very severe punishment. So you want to ask, how could it be? Beit HaMikdash, you have a very, very limited restriction where to eat the Korban, but Mishkan Shiloh, no. Why? So Gemara answers, the reason is that the portion of Yosef HaSadiq that the center was built to bring Korban because he watched his eyes to not look where he was not supposed to. So now at his portion, when people brought the Korban, they were benefited because his eyes was preserved, so now they were able to eat the korban because the eye was not damaged.
Yeah.
Because the eye was not damaged because of Yosef HaSadiq. So now when they bring a korban at his portion, they're permitted to eat it as far as they were able to see. Unbelievable. You understand this? Yeah? Chazakim
Baruch. Yeah, because the eyes is the hardest thing to keep.
So now here we see Akronala Shalom gave a special blessing to
Yosef,
the children of Yosef HaSadiq, that Veitgul Arob, that may you be like the fish. Why he blessed them like a fish?
They're not visible.
You can look at the birds.
Yeah.
You know where the bird lives?
Sometimes.
You know, you've been there? You know where he hides?
In the trees, inside the...
I know. But have you seen more fish or more bear?
Bear
or fish?
Bear.
You have seen bear more? Yeah. Where?
We live on earth. They're on earth.
I know, but have you seen them? But people go to the place, aquarium, you know, they see many, many fish. But you don't see places that they have, like, bears or monkeys. You have seen monkeys?
Yeah.
Real monkeys? Yeah, where do you see real monkeys? Oh, you go to the zoo? Yeah. So, what was the specialty about being like a fish? Because they're hidden?
Well, they give a lot of children. They give a lot of...
Yeah, in the water.
They don't close
the eyes and the bottom.
Oh, the eyes is always open. Okay, fine. Good. Yeah, you're right. So what is that gonna do for me? To not fall asleep at the time of the Torah?
Maybe
the energy right. So one, yeah.
Doesn't go through water.
Okay. So one thing is the eyes is always open. The kosher fish, till it comes to the plate on the table, always stays kosher. But the cow, the sheep, might not be because it might have blemish. Good. So we learned two so far. What else? They are? Shark is quiet?
No, shark.
Sunfish. Okay.
Rainfish comes out of the water when we go up.
Ah, that's another beautiful point that we see the fish. Yeah, they have such a excitement when the rain comes, even though that they're in the water, they jump up. So that means they don't mind the rerun. Usually, people when, you know, they smell that the Divrei Torah, they heard it already, they take a nap. But here you see the fish has such an excitement, or they go to the other room, have coffee, you know. That's what. But here it jumps up, even though, because every drop of water is exciting for them. Good. Beautiful. What else?
Oxygen.
John?
They don't need underwater, they don't need oxygen.
They need oxygen. There is oxygen.
They need.
Kosher fish always swim against the water.
Oxygen. I think somehow that they're breathing.
They're inside.
Yeah, it's a special, special oxygen tank they have. Yeah. Kosher fish goes against the stream.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Very nice. Chazak baruch. Here, I don't understand that here, Yosef HaSadiah's Gemara says, if you say, Anna Mizar Ad Yosef Ra'atena, Dela Shata Be'in Avisha. Gemara suggests, if you want to be protected from evil eye, just say, I'm from the descendant of Yosef HaSadiq. Because every Yehudi is considered as descendant of Yosef HaSadiq. One thing is, he protected his eye. Rashi HaKadosh brings that he was not mezanet eina. What is mezanet? Zan means?
Stain.
So look at the building. What's your impression of the building?
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Would it give you the right to own it?
No.
Maybe. Yeah? You dare would have such a desire to go and get rid of the owner?
No, get rid of the owner or you buy it.
Buy it. Buy it. But you're not going to grab it.
You
can't grab it. Or let's say you see a nice piece of the chocolate cake. This is on the table. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you know somebody else is going to say this or not. Would you go and grab it?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like chocolate cake?
Yeah, I like, but it's not mine.
What do you mean? Chocolate is Gan Eden. Olam Haba. No?
So you
would take it? Oh, he's a kid, we'll take it. Good, yeah. But there are other circumstances you might look at something that you will dare. Sorry? No, Chas v'Shalom. The building, not Chas v'Shalom, dare think that you have the ownership. But might be circumstances that you give yourself the right. There's a watch on the table, would you take it? Let's say he has two. What do you mean? You say one extra.
He likes collection. It has nothing to do with you. It's not
fine,
you.
But I mean, you might lose it. You take it so you don't lose it.
Huh?
Yeah. If you take it, what is that considered?
You steal from his neshama because his neshama is attached to the watch.
No. Not the Divrei Torah. Just if you take somebody else's watch, what are you called?
Because you want to be protected or because you want to steal it?
A thief.
You like it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
let's say somebody has an orange watch, for example.
Yes.
With a rose on it.
Yeah, right. So, you want to take it. So, what's your call?
A thief.
If you look at something that belongs to somebody else, and then not right type of proper. Thoughts that comes to your head, what are you called?
Crooked guy.
Are you called?
Faulted tzaddik.
Sorry?
Faulted
Sadiq. Sadiq
was
faulted. So now, here we see that Yosef HaSadiq was able to create a shield for himself, a protection. How? Because he had such an inner strength. It's not the watch or the building or piece of cake. Because there are instances that you might say, I didn't take it. I didn't take it. I didn't eat it. But he did even worse than that. Because you collected something in your head that's going to destroy you. You brought such a destructive desire in your head that doesn't belong to you, it's not that you're a thief. Because you might give yourself the right, I even didn't touch it. And you're right. But you did even worse than that. Worse than that. Because by giving yourself the right, you protect less. That means, here we see Yosef HaTzadik was able to create such an inner strength that be able not only to preserve himself, as the Gemara says, if you claim that you doing the same thing as yourself, no evil eye can affect you.
Amen.
As long as you do the same thing as Yosef HaTzadik does.
Amen. به فارسی هم کودش میگن با چشاش خوردش.
So now here, what's the connection between the fish in the ocean and be protected from the evil eye?
The shield of water.
Yeah, we covered that, all the benefits and quality of the fish. The fish in the ocean have a stop sign?
No.
There's no red light? Yeah, just move around.
No road.
Really? They don't speed? Nothing? They don't get a ticket?
No.
It's interesting.
They move together, obviously.
Fine, but here, you know, there's no stop sign. You don't have any cops behind you. You know, you just go anywhere you want. Here, there's a very delicate, beautiful point that we see in a domain, they're very free, right? Just imagine you take him out, you just chat with him like a few minutes. You take him out of the water and say, how are you doing? How was your day? How's your wife doing? So what's going to happen to the fish?
Not going to be around anymore.
No? Sushi?
Yes.
That's it. Kala Kadosh. Here's this beautiful point. Yaprav Shalom gave blessing to Yosef HaTzadik with Gula Rob. Be like a fish. In your domain, run around, no stop sign, no nothing. But Chas v'Shalom, if you come out of domain and then you have any intention about something that doesn't belong to you and desire it, you're done. You know what that means? That means as long as you're in domain, Chazak Baruch, run, go anywhere you want. But when this type of destructive thoughts comes to your head, then when you come out of your domain, then there's no Chas v'Shalom hope for you. And here that's why you see Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alain. And how he was able to such a favor in the eyes of Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because you know what it is? At this age, it's not that you have the desire. They coming to you. They walking off the wall. Going off the wall. And how you can hold yourself. And here you see he was granted privilege to such a protection. Why? Why I have to give myself such a right to something that doesn't belong to me and bring such a desire and destructive feeling to my system? And he was able to manage himself. So a very beautiful Gemara that is brought that we have three creatures. The older they become much stronger. You know where they are?
Chazir.
Snake. Snake also, yes. When it gets older, becomes stronger.
Elephant.
Elephant. You have one?
My name is Elephant. Paul.
Frog.
Huh? Frog? Frog? No, I don't think so.
Shark?
Which one?
Shark?
Shore? No, no. So far we have Chazir and Nachash and.
Physically stronger or?
Mental? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cow, the special cow, no?
Trees?
Cows?
Eagle?
No, creatures. No, the third one is fish.
Fish?
Yeah. Yeah, fish. Right, the Masechet Shabbat of Ein Zayin, the 77th page of Masechet Shabbat reads, we have three creatures, that is fish, and Nachash, and?
Chazir.
And Chazir, that the older they become
much stronger. What's the connection, do you know? Their desires, maybe.
Because they only have the animal soul, and that's only related to the physical, where ours is divided between the children.
Why only these three?
Why these three?
Only these three.
They are seven.
They what?
Symbols. They are symbolic.
They are? What's the symbol?
Nachash is the Clara. Chazir is the Kashrut.
Yeah, it has one side of kashrut. It has the hoofs are kosher, yeah. But it's not kosher, but yes.
Why these three? Because fish is
in
his, he minds his own business.
They all, I mean, I guess they all do. Is there a connection between fish and a snake and a chazir? The older they become much stronger.
But they eat from ground or dirt.
Dog? Fish? The fish?
Some.
You don't see any connection between them?
It's far apart.
Yeah. Fish, snake, and chazir.
Spiritually or physically?
Now the Gemara says physically, when they become older, they become much stronger. But see, the point here, as we discussed, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, there was a reason, one of the reasons that bless the children of Yosef HaSadiq to become like a fish, because he wanted them, that the older they become, to become stronger and come to Mincha early.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what he meant. You still thinking?
I'm trying to understand your question.
Well, this is the Gemara, as I mentioned, Gemara, Masechet Shabbat of Ein Zayin. That's how the nature of these three creatures are. The older they become much stronger. Chazir?
Not the pig.
They must have, yes, they have
just a little bit, across the ocean.
They go in Alaska, they call them, they have one animal that's called a pig something.
I think they don't need the parental help.
People.
As soon as they're born, they're there.
At the time of their
birth, they can go independent.
No.
They don't need to say
need. Not the pig.
Chazir?
Chazir,
they need it.
They drink milk, of course.
So now here, you know why the chazir is called chazir?
It's going to come back to be kosher.
Rav Haim al-Kadosh explains that the name is given chazir nashon chozer. Chozer, that means return. So he presented the idea that chazir will have both sign after kashrut. Not that be permitted for us to eat, because the Torah will not change. So it says, Chazir Chozer. What does Chozer mean? He will return. Good? Yeah. Nahash, what is the whole aspect of Nahash?
That people are going to be afraid of. Just going to scare people.
And
crawl on the floor for food.
Yeah, but Nahash in the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu will bit?
No.
It's a spiritual.
No, Nahash.
No.
Wooden. You can play with a Nahash.
Yes.
You can have a Nahash at home.
Yes,
no, you can, like a toy, because it's not going to bit anyone. No, we'll lose his the sense of.
Yeah. Could
exactly, right, right. Yeah. So we have a Haftarah in Pesach, yeah. That's what happens. So how about the game? What about the game?
Could live out of the water?
Ah. So here we have a statement that I guess is known that the big fish eats the
small fish.
So now let's do a little bit of experiment. So now a big fish ate the small fish. So we do kalbut shekafi. We're gonna open up the big fish. What happens? So how does it look when you open up the big fish?
Is inside from the head, not from the tail.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How could it be?
He went inside the mouth of the big fish.
How could it be? He was chasing after this small fish. And then you find the head toward the tail?
Yes.
It has to be the tail toward the tail.
Yeah.
You know about this? Yeah? You understand what happened?
Not yet.
The big fish, when he eats the small fish, when you open them up, you see the head of the small fish toward the tail. What does that mean?
Volunteer.
Huh? No.
Maybe when the fish opens its mouth, the big fish, it sucks the other one in.
No.
Or maybe the fish wanted to go battle it. Huh?
No.
Maybe the small fish made a mistake.
Maybe the fish
gets No. Because the big fish in the morning said, "Poteach et yadecha u'masfia lechol haratzon." And then the small fish came and went to his stomach.
That's what happened.
That means he has such an emunah that today I'm going to have
sushi.
Nice, beautiful sushi. Kala Kadosh here, these three animals actually, Chozer, the Nahash, and the dog represents the emunah that they have. So here Yomar says, the older they become, they become stronger. Yahweh, Pasuk in Yeshaya Navi says, Qovei Hashem Yachlifu Koach. What does that mean? When you have such a hope, you know, Persian, they use this term. Qovei means hope in Hebrew. And Persian, they say qavi. Like shalak qovei. What does that mean? That means when you have hope, you become?
Qavi.
When you don't have hope, you become?
Zayin.
You become weak. And that's what exactly the Okha. When you see you're weak, so that means the battery drained. So what do you have to do? You have to recharge it. How? Hope. Emunah. That means you have to keep telling yourself everything's going to be okay. Nothing's going to go wrong. I'm going to pass this timing. Hashem has always helped me. And He's going to help me again.
Amen.
That's how you become strong.
So these three animals, they always have food.
Yes. Why? Because they have such a hope to even show them. Niskeh.
Tehale.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.